Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv, Jay Skills, Black Trey, and the Gotti man himself, Juju Gotti. A great show coming up for you guys today. We're going to talk Submersible. If you want to cry about it, go to Reddit or wherever else. We're going to laugh about this shit. All right. We're also going to talk about, technically, it should be okay to play R. Kelly now. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy. Just give it a listen and tell me afterwards if you disagree. But technically, we should be able to talk about it. Also, Pusha T versus Jim Jones. We're going to rate that battle. We're going to say, was Jim right to even get into it? All that stuff and more. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's a website you go to get all the extra access. The OG pod. We got the rewatchingtons that we do on Cinephobe, where we go through old movies, me, Zach, and Maze, and you get to be interactive and you know, chime in with us as we're watching the movie. We have ad-free versions of Cinephobe. I know a lot of people have been arguing, you know, complaining about the number of ads. Guess what? Ad-free version all on the Patreon. And of course, you get this entire episode all at once, all on a Monday, as opposed to waiting for piece by piece throughout the week. Patreon.com/countthedings. Sign up, be a member, etc. All right, let's get to the show.
I just realized that sweatpants are accepted everywhere now. Like, I went to...
Wait, they haven't been accepted?
Well, I assumed that, like, there were still places where you had to, like, dress up. Like, I went to the club and niggas in sweats. They didn't care.
No way.
I mean, that's advanced in fucking California for sure.
It's definitely very California.
If you can advance it in California, then you're pretty good. New York really gave me the idea of like, yo, dress codes don't exist lately. Because I'll be wearing anything. Like if a nigga really want me to go, nigga really want me to go, I'll be like, all right, this is what I got on, my nigga. I'm not doing all that other shit.
And I think also like niggas just want your money at this point. Like they've dropped the charade of the dress code.
Nah. Listen, in Atlanta, you gotta dress the fuck up. And Houston. You know what I'm saying? You gotta eat your brunch with trap music.
Define dress up.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait, dress up for who? For what? Oh, like tell me. Give me
for brunch.
Here.
For brunch, bro. They got the no tennis shoes. They want niggas to
who
dress
got
up.
No
in the
tennis
south.
Shoes.
Dog
in the south, nigga. 2020.
That brunch is
what
ass.
Do you mean no tennis shoes?
Hold on. Nah, listen. Houston, bro, it's lit.
What are you supposed to wear?
You supposed to be dressed
bottoms,
up.
Hard bottoms,
nigga.
Hard bottoms?
Throw your Sunday shit like that.
Throw your Sunday's best on, my nigga.
Listen to me. I don't own hard bottoms anymore, man. It's gone. I've given my life to the Lord, bro. Like, everything's gone.
Free yourself from the hard bottoms, fellas.
Yeah. Hearing him say the Lord anything is hilarious. Keep going.
I got one. I got a pair for my tux, okay. And that's it.
I got the pra-da-da loafers, and that's it. I ain't got nothing else.
I don't got nothing. I'm ready to. I got to cop something. Or I'm wearing Jordan 4s.
Hold on. I call Big Cap. Big Cap. There's no way. There's no way that Mr. Instacart over there only has one pair of shoes.
I believe it.
He seen my whole fucking closet. It was nothing but sneakers.
Yeah.
I don't wear sneakers, bro.
I ain't talking about Trayvon from Arizona.
New York Trey's probably wearing Crocs everywhere, some shit like that, man. You know, right, like he's right, definitely okay. Like don't get it twisted. We're not talking about all he's got are like 11s and 3s and shit. Like he's not a nigger now, okay? Like, he's OJ. Like he's got right. Some eclectic ass shoes, but I believe Trey. If Trey says he don't have any hard bottoms or, but like,
I don't have to be in that space ever.
Nobody is. Well, I have not seen the last time I saw someone wear those type of shoes and not like be a lawyer or some kind of setting like that. We're talking about, hey, we're going out to eat. Well, hold on. Let me put on my wingtips. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That like we deaded that like in 2010 or whatever. Yeah.
Like even the white people wearing Yeezys, bro.
Yeah, like no, I mean it's done, man. Like nobody we won that war. We won the war against hard bottom shoes.
Yeah.
Yo. They need to thank us, bro. We won the war. During that whole business casual era, and then like we woke up one day and it was just a rebellion. We were like, yo, we're not doing this anymore. Yo, these youngins owe us
of changed clothes. I mean, it was funny. Trey posted that picture of Hov and Pharrell and from what? Are you upset that I
No. I was saying like the nigga Hov looked ridiculous.
Like Jay-Z at 31 years old had a I don't even know, Ascot or something.
My nigga, that nigga had a dress shirt on with a vest on with a tie and then had some like disgustingly oversized baggy pants, but I'm sure with his own sneaker on.
Who, Hov or Pharrell?
Yeah. No. Well, nah, Pharrell, nigga, Pharrell was like, Pharrell shit look cool. Pharrell
has some shit. That was the dichotomy of the picture. Yeah, that was the dichotomy of the picture. Jared was like, we always liked Pharrell's style anyway, but it was just in contrast to Hov. Like, Pharrell obviously got it. Like, he was already casual. He's always
been casual. Can y'all stop judging this nigga, though? He's damn near 60. Like, he's super, like, Jerv, if we're washed, he's not talking about now. No, this is
we're talking picture. About, yeah, this is Jerv. 2004.
Stop defending this nigga.
No. I thought this, come here you go. Come on, relax.
You couldn't wait to defend that nigga.
My bad. I thought y'all were talking about his attire from the Louis.
No.
I mean, my bad for being up to date with what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I pay attention to the streets.
First of all, stop judging men.
Listen, y'all niggas is judging. I ain't doing shit.
I'm not. Jason brought it up. Hold up. Just said.
Flag, bro. You try and tell me you didn't just judge a man? Y'all just broke down this man's entire.
No, I was explaining. I was helping him explain what we were talking about.
Okay, my bad. My bad, Jerv? Mister. I drink Jerv. So much water.
Jerv, what's your beef with water and my popularity?
Hey, but it was good to see the evolution. It was good to see the evolution in that.
Our picture. Listeners, please follow Jerv and support the.
Nah. Don't do that. I'm good. You know, you the one. Hold up, you the one that had fucking the Calvary and everybody. And coming to your defense with Big Cat and shout out to all of us because we all said, I don't give a fuck who said it. Big Cat.
You see the name displayed, nigga.
Hold on, let me change my name. Hold on, I got you. Hold on, I'm gonna change my name too. Hold on.
I'm gonna tell you, that was the funniest shit of the week of Trey just hunting down people.
What'd they call me?
What'd they call me?
Cuz, bro, I don't like being called no liar, bro. That shit weak. That's the look. It's two allegations: being musty, a liar,
right,
and a freaky ass nigga. I understand niggas' rules.
You can't niggas can't have they shits, my nigga. Like, hold on, what you mean by freaky ass nigga?
We don't kink shame.
We don't kink shame, bro.
We kink shame into a public. Like, nigga, if you freaky in public, you gotta go, nigga. It's the levels to these horny nigga. If you cold red, horny, you can't be by me. You code red horny, you doing too much, bro.
Code red. What's code red horny, Trey?
Code red horny, bro, is like, that's the name like of the a show. Chick trying to go home, bro. You pulling her arm, bro. Like she halfway in the Uber, you trying to pull her out.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high-quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Like, what, we like, man, fuck rank, her.
What do you rank kissing in the club? Is kissing in the club too horny?
Crick,
I feel like that's pretty horny.
No, kissing multiple people in a club is too horny. Because you might, that might be the setup. That might be the play for you to slide off. If you in it and you're in your
bag. I feel like that's the horny.
But if I turn and look and be like, yo, this nigga kissing somebody, and then I turn again and he kissing somebody, or if that's your thing, you a kissing nigga in the club, you's a horny nigga.
Hey, my nigga.
What I'm saying, yeah, if you got,
let me tell y'all something, dog. Y'all, if I ever go out to the club with either one of y'all,
I ain't gonna go to the club.
This nigga. You right, my fault, dog. You know,
listen.
What fine establishment could one find Trayvon Edwards at, brother?
I was gonna say we could
find the hoes anywhere, nigga. At this point,
do you do bottomless mimosa brunches? Is that your thing?
Hey, whoa! I don't like the way you said that, Jerv.
I'm just trying for
Jerv. It's a Jerv woke up spicy, nigga. I don't know what's wrong.
I mean, my nigga killed my whole scenario because you wouldn't find me in the club. They have water there too, bro. Like you can get a nice bottle.
I get it, bro. That's just not. First of all, New York clubs ain't really. It ain't really a thing, bro. Like how it used to be. You know, I mean, no, like nigga, ain't no M2, ain't none of them motherfucking.
Like what? Do Supper Club? What else they got? Like it's all.
Nigga, you're better off taking the joints to the fucking hookah lounge.
No, absolutely. I'm not saying like, oh, that's where you want to go,
guys.
Oh, because they love hookah, bro. They used to love Chipotle, but they love hookah.
Bro,
now.
they just want to vibe. Listen to some cool. First of all, the hookah lounge might play better music than the club now.
That's what I'm saying. Is the hookah lounge the new club? Like for all intents and purposes, you're taking a look.
Keyword
to the hookah lounge.
Keyword lounge is greater than a club, bro. Yeah, I need comfort. Because first of all, the women want to sit down.
Church.
I want to sit down too. But I'm just saying. If the establishment don't got no chairs, like we probably not going, bro. Cause I'm not about to just be.
Oh, they got
I'm not
chairs.
Buying no. I'm not
you
buying
got,
no fucking
buy
table.
Section.
Yeah, I ain't buying that shit. You got me fucked up. No, but that's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just. I went to a club. Maybe this was months ago in New York, and it was literally like we. It wasn't my shit. I went with my people. They had a table over here. And then, like, in the middle of the pit were, like, four big tables, and it was just one big group. It was the New York Giants. Niggas had won that day, and they were in there, and they had, like, 80 billion people. And I was just like, that shit doesn't even look fun, man. It just looked crowded. And, like, that's your homie. And there's some girls, and there's got to be people there that you don't know. Like, who is this person? Are they with you? Or are they with me? Like, what, like all of that just looks terrible. Like I'm with Trey. I like the lounge, man. I like, forget about the cost of like having to sit down at a club, the cost of the table. The lounge, man, it's more defined. Everyone knows who's with who. And I know when I'm approaching someone that's not with us and who they with and all that.
Yeah, Jer, listen, I'm not saying that I never fucked with clubs. It might not have been my favorite thing because, again, like Amin said, you're going to tag along if you're going to tag along whoever you with because you know it's going to be something. But nowadays, absolutely not, nigga. I am like the – first of all, I'm not chasing no night with you. You feel me? So – and I've been out with some horny niggas that just did not want to go home. I'm sure they normal life is like not fun.
But yeah, niggas you be call like, niggas horny at such an alarming rate. It's wild. It's like that's why niggas can't even be like in the mix and just have a good time. Look at this horny ass nigga.
Let me just say this. When Trey said, I said, what's code red? And Trey said, the nigga that's grabbing onto the girl's arm and she's trying to go home. Yeah, I'm Jerv gave a look like who among us? That Jerv gave the who among us.
Right.
Hey, I know. Listen, but all I'm saying is horny chasing the night. Like, nigga, if it was a dud, the one spot that you called out. So all of us going out, right? Amin picked a fire ass day spot, but we've maxed out the day spot for like 4 hours. We're drunk. We're navigating. I'm high, etc. And then niggas is like, Jason, like, I know somebody over here, right? But then Jerv like, nah, let's go here. So we like, fuck it. Jerv put up, he basically put his life on the line for this, for this venue. So it gotta be. No, we ain't got horny yet. We ain't got horny yet. So we like, all right, and Jerv, we get to Jerv's spot and that motherfucker dead. So now we looking at Jerv, and then I'm gonna be like, well shit, nigga, this killed everything for me. I'm going to the crib. It's some horny niggas that be like, nah, let's go here. And then they just keep chasing.
That's not horny.
Yeah,
I'm not chasing the night, bro. I'm not that pressed.
We're not even night. It's like afternoon, apparently, according to this scenario.
But whatever. It's like, Trey, you're being unfair.
I'm using the term horny, though, as an example. It's probably not the exact.
Yeah, we were talking about horniness. Like legit
horny. Literally horny. What we be seeing on Twitter? Yeah. Okay, them niggas be Twitter. Hey, Twitter took horny to a whole new level. Like this it used to be just jokes. That shit is
Trey. The only thing I defend for the club is that when you in the lounge, like you said, because it's more defined. You if as a single man, like you can't slide nothing out the lounge. Like you're there with your group. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not saying
you need
impossible. You need groups to intersect. You need that somewhere.
Someone in your group had your homegirl has to like bring like three or four of her homegirls that you weren't expecting.
Right.
But here you go. Trey, like, y'all niggas horny as shit. Look at y'all. As soon as they walk in the set, I'm like, damn, dog. I'm like, women, like, what contact, you mean, dude?
Just make the eye contact, bro. You ain't gotta say no lies.
I mean, the way you talking, Doug, if I look too long, I'm horny as shit. Like, look at this horny nigga. He been looking at her for 33 seconds.
Nah, not that long, but shit. If you ain't gonna say that, the next nigga gonna swoop in, nigga. Is she giving you that much attention?
Real talk. That's horny. It's way more horny to just stare.
That was a bad example.
My bad.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't want niggas to think I'm creeping. I'm a creep to just be staring. Hey,
Jordan nigga to be tapping the side of you like, hey, honey over there, 3 o'clock. Don't look.
No, quite the opposite. Jerv the nigga that doesn't break eye contact.
But he doesn't break.
It's awesome.
So it was good.
I love this shit. Oh, shit, man. All right, man. That's going to do it for us. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Go ahead, sign up, get your extra content, get your ad-free content, get your rewatching, to get your Discord access, get so much more. patreon.com/countthedings. For Juju, for Trey, for Jason and Jerv, I'm Amino Hazard, reminding you to stay black, motherfucker.